I'm Regine Chin and come from California, UC Davis. And I would acknowledge my collaborator, Oleg Bogovich, and Sudhoi Gao, Brad Hansen, Jim Garrick, and Jose Aswan. All of us come from three agencies, USDA ARS, UC Davis, and University of California, Agriculture and Natural Resource. At first, it's an introduction about why I'm doing this study. First is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with raised bed system. Raised bed system is very popular in California for the strawberry, and nearly 90% or more strawberry grows in the raised bed system. And after build the raised bed, and the farmer buried usually two drip tape, then cover the field by the plastic film. It's a normal plastic, is a PE film. So, and because strawberry is very easy to be attacked by the pest, for example, the soil borne pest, including weeds or pesticide. So, in this case, the farmers regularly apply soil fumigant to control the soil borne pest before planting. So the popular system fumigation method, name is drip fumigation, is use the irrigation tapes and apply the liquid fumigant formula through the drip tape. Then after the fumigant applied in the raised bed, they will evaporate and go anywhere, try to kill the pest. And so far, for the soil fumigation in the raised bed system, they have two issues need to be solved. One is the fumigant emission, because the fumigant emissions from the PE films very high, and this is a major governmental concern. And because it's in lower case pollute air, and in the extreme case can pose the health hazard. And recently, after the mesobromide phased out, so all the alternative fumigant, we found another problem is this fumigant cannot curtail the pest successfully, especially in the bed setter or the bed shoulder, particularly in the deeper depths. And recent year, we found a new film named Totally Impermeable Film. The idea somehow like several layers of the plastic film, they mix together, so the middle one, they somehow like metal or whatever, the block the fumigant comes through the film, so the fumigant can stay in the soil and kill the pest, and also the emission very low. So far this film is a flat field, we thought it's quite good to reduce fumigant emission and also improve the pest control efficacy. That to me, this film also gave a possibility to reduce the current fumigant rate. So, and another idea is to apply fumigant deep, usually have a lower emission compared to shallow apply, because the fumigant move to the soil surface, the distance is longer, so it's nature. And however, so far the information on the performance of a TIF film cover on the bed or the deep application is quite limited, especially for the deep application. So far I have never heard about this. So the objective of this study is to develop the effective fumigation strategy in order to increase fumigant efficacy, that means increase pest control efficacy and also reduce fumigant rate. Of course, sustain strawberry protection and reduce fumigant emission by testing the TIF tarpaulin and also deep application of fumigant, and also try to check if the low rate can achieve this target. So this study is conducted in the South California location, name is Camarillo. The soil type is sandy loam. So for the raised bed configuration is 47 inch wide and 14 inch high, and for the bed setter to the neighbor bed setter is 69 inch. In this bed, we all follow the farmer's procedure. So the farmer uses two drip tips. The drip tip distance is 27. So that means the drip tip is closer to the bed edge. And the dripping depth, there are two. One is the regular one is 2 inch. In general, the farmer always use 2 inch. So in this study, I will add another depth is 7 inches. For the fumigant, the formula is peak clow 60 EC and with almost 57% of CP and 37% of 1,3-D. And the application rate is 300 part. This is also the farmer's normal rate. And in this study, I also tried the half rate is 150 part. For the treatment, includes six. So the first one is non-fumigant treatment. Then it's a full rate with a regular two shallow drip. Then regular two shallow drip with half rate because other is a TIF. And then it's a full drip tip. It's a two shallow one and two deeper one, other TIF. Then a half rate, still the full drip tip. The last one is the currently farmer used fumigation method is two drip line with a full rate and other the PE film. In total, we have the 24 bed, and so that means each treatment has four replicates. So the measurement during the fumigation period is last year, the August to the August 16 to the end of August. So the emission, the measurement includes the fumigate emission, and for the emission, we only focus on the full rate fumigant because naturally the half rate has lower emission for sure. And also we focus on TIF because the PE, so far we have a lot of data. And also we measure the fumigant concentration under film, but above the soil surface. And also we measure the soil fumigant, soil gas throughout the whole soil profile. We also measure the pasture survival, and after the fumigation and wait for 1 month, then the grower start to transplant the strawberry. Then we start to measure the plant growth and the berry production throughout the whole season. So here I would share my result with you. The first one is about the fumigant emission. So for the right one, this is our chamber. So on the bed, so one the red one, and on the four row is another chamber. So use these two chambers try to measure the fumigant emission. This is the data, and compare the deep fumigation and the shallow fumigation. So actually, the deep fumigation is four tips. Shallow plus deep, and for shallow is only two tip. So the for the left figure is about the shallow application. So about the deep application, we can know the fumigant emission is quite lower compared to the right side. The left side is for the shallow and the right side is deep one. So for the top two figures about the about the fumigant emission through the top bed area, and the lower two figures about the fumigant emission through the furrow. So originally we thought if you use this TRF, because the fumigant gas cannot come through the top area, so maybe they will go through the on top to furrow, but from this data looks like a furrow is not a concern. So still the top the bed is a concern. So use a deep application really can reduce the fumigant emission dramatically. But for the shallow one, emission is higher, but compare the past data like from the PE films, a lot less. For the PE film, usually we can get the emission flux value up to 3 digits. Here only 40 for the 1 3D. And here I would introduce a fumigant concentration other film above soil surface, just a very shallow layer. This is how we take the sample. Actually, it's not very clear. We use a needle to take the sample. And here I give the average value throughout the whole half month measurement. So the first four column is about the TRF study. The last one is about the TRF treatment. The last one is the PE treatment. So we can see in generally the fumigant distribution in the top, of course, is higher than the side at the bottom. And but for the TRF, the fumigant distributed relatively more uniform compared to the last column, is a PE film. And for the PE film, the fumigant concentration near the bed edge is much higher than the bed set because the fumigant emission. So fumigant loss very quick, so it's why. And for the bed set at the other side, it's much lower. So this is a very good example. The TIF really works compared to the PE film. Yeah, this is I try to compare the TIF with a shallow application and with half rate, and we then compare with the PE film with the full rate. So we can see, based on this data, we can see use the TIF, maybe if apply fumigant with 50% of a current rate, can achieve this fumigation fumigation target. This data about the fumigant distribution in the soil. Again, left one is about the fumigant is the chloropicrin. The whole picture about the chloropicrin, and the left one is about the bed setter. So left one is a bed setter. This is bed soldier, and then this is the furrow. So generally, the fumigant concentration in the furrow is very low, so I didn't show the data. And for the bed setter, we can see the fumigant concentration is still lower than the bed soldier. So the fumigant distribution is still an issue. But however, for the deep application, it's really work better than the shallow one. So the top is the deep one. The third one is the shallow one. Of course, for the half rate, the concentration is much lower. For the fumigant concentration, exposure index is based on the fumigant concentration I calculate with the multiple with time. So again, for deep application, the fumigant exposure index value is much higher than the shallow one. For this, these two figures about the half rate, of course, they are lower. And for the pest control data, so far, use the non-fumigant treatment, we still can find the survival for thorium, but for the all the fumigated treatment, they curtail the pest completely. And so far, the strawberry growth, we cannot find any difference among the TF treatment and also the strawberry yield. In general, throughout the season, no difference. So, in summary, the low emission occurred from the TF topped field, and also the TF behaved much better than the PE film, and the half rate can achieve the similar target as other the PE film. Deep application provide better fumigant emission and contribute more uniform fumigant distribution. And based on the pest control and the plant growth and yield, so we can see the TIF and the deep application really good idea. Thank you. This is what I have, and acknowledgement to the great agency and all farmers and the technique. Thank you. Do I still have questions? Yeah, I can.
So the deep you use 4 drip.
Yes.
What about if you use just 2 deep?
Yeah, this is my original thought. The problem is for the strawberry, because the root is very shallow. So if you use only use 2 deep, so the strawberry will suffer the drought problem, especially when they are the younger one. That's why we change to the 4 tip. So the 4 tip, actually the surface are majorly used for the irrigation.
What's the problem with it because of the shallow root? What's the problem? I don't understand.
You know, the strawberry root, for example, here, yeah, at the water here. So no water or no fertilizer for.
Oh, you need more.
Yes.
More,
yes.
Not for the humidity side of the
water. Yes.
And what was your rates? Your 2 rates again? It was the half rate and full rate. What were the rates?
300 pound and another is 150. Half rate.
Is that a broadcast? I mean, that's.
No, it's dripping. Just yes, through the irrigation. Dripping. Yeah.
Is that 300 for the whole acre or 300 just in the, I get mixed up on the, that's 300 for the acre.
Yes.